Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Hello, welcome. This is Ramona Houston, your host of the Empowerment Zone. And I have with me today Alisa LaGrange, and I am so happy to have her. She is a native of Argentina, and she now lives in the metro Atlanta area. Alisa is a multicultural marketer on a mission to help entrepreneurs and individuals build profitable businesses and significant lives. With a 15-plus year background in marketing and business development, she achieves this mission through personal education, leadership development, sales and communication training, workshops, keynote speaking, and growth culture building. She is a multi-passionate individual of seemingly unconnected things such as entrepreneurship, acting, hip hop, brain psychology, creativity, spirituality, baking, and charity, just to name a few. Alisa earned her Bachelor's of Business Administration degree in marketing and has specialized in branding, digital strategy, and integrated marketing. She has two daughters and lives in Atlanta with her husband and two daughters. And we're so happy to have you, Alisa. Alisa's going to talk about women and mindset today. And so thank you for joining us, Alisa.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so honored to be here.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear you talk about your topic, women and mindset. I'm also all about empowering women. But before you get there, tell our audience a little bit about yourself. You talk about all these unrelated things that you're passionate about. Where you're from, what you do. Just give us some information about who you are.
Yes, of course. Well, like you said, I'm from Argentina originally. I moved to the States about 18 years ago. So this is home now. And by profession, I'm a marketeer. I'm all about business, developing things. And I got so passionate about coaching women to get to their next level, to help them build their brands, their businesses, and also their lives. Because as women, we have so many things in our plates that sometimes it's really hard to juggle and have it all. It's my passion right now. I'm so focused on doing that. And like you said, and you mentioned, I'm all over the place. I love marketing. I love communication and sales, coaching people, and also acting and presenting and putting out there what I'm all about. And I feel like there are different things, but are all coordinated. They make sense together because you have to put yourself out there in a way that is true to yourself and be authentic of who you are. And you have a message that's unique to you. And for that, you need presentation skills. So you need communication, you need a little bit of acting, and you need to have a clear message of what is that you want to communicate. So I think that everything is related. And on top of that, of course, music is a big part of my life. It's a way of that expressing myself, and I feel like unites people. So every time that I need to work on those crucial conversations or difficulties between people among a team, music is always welcome. So yes, there are different things, but they're related.
Well, that sounds great. A lot of people think that people who are multi-talented or have many passions, that they're somehow confused. So I totally agree with you that all of it is interrelated and they all work together.
And you know what? To your point, for years, that was a ghost for me. It's like, you know a little bit of everything. You are multi-passionate. There's something wrong with you. It's like you don't have a specialization in anything. But then, since I started to work on myself doing self-coaching on myself, I realized, well, that is my superpower. I have that vision, that 30,000 feet vision that most people don't, because they are so specialized on what they know that they don't see the big picture. And for me, it's so easy to have that clarity. And this was a wow moment for me. It's like, yeah, this is not actually a course. It's not a weakness. It's your strength. So I'm using it right now.
Well, I like the way you identified it as your superpower. To be multi-talented, to have that macro level view is a superpower that a lot of people who are super focused on one niche area do not have. And so I agree with you on that. So let's move into your topic, women and mindset. So let's coach these women who are listening to us right now, and all of those supportive husbands, fathers, and brothers and cousins who want to support women in helping their mindset. So give it to us.
Yes, yes. Well, one of the things that I discovered through all my life experience and my work experience is that success, this 80% of your success is mindset. And it really is. I really believe this. Sometimes you know a lot of things. You have a degree. You have experience. You have it all. But somehow you don't believe in yourself. Somehow you don't think that you have what it takes to make it happen. Sometimes it's you don't know how to communicate effectively, so you can influence other people to buy into you, into your vision. So yes, mindset is everything. And it's something that ironically, nobody taught us. At the university, when you are getting your degree, your college degree, if you go to your core subjects, you have all the things that you need to be successful in your profession. Things that you need for sure, but you also need to manage yourself. You also need to manage your thinking, your mindset, to know yourself. What are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? Where are the things that come easy to you, your zone of genius? And sometimes as women, we tend to focus on the things that we are weak. So yeah, I'm not a good writer. I'm not a good presenter. I'm not this, I'm not that. And we focus on this. And because we think that we're not to the level, we think that, oh no, we can't, we don't ask for more money. We don't go for that promotion. We don't let ourselves do the things that we really want to do. We don't have those big dreams. Instead of focusing on the things that we do right, the things that are our strength, and try to figure out how we can use those and leverage those in our favor. So mindset, it's a big, big thing that we all need to be working every single day, because this is not something that you just wake up one day and say, oh my gosh, I have a growth mindset. No. We have to work every single day on it.
Yes, it's a daily process of building yourself and building your mindset. So let's talk about the problem and then the solution. So why do you think that women tend to focus on our weaknesses or tend to focus on other things that are negative about ourselves versus focusing on the positive? And then give us some solutions on what we need to do in order to build our mindset.
Well, I think that at some point it's human nature. Our brain will take us there. It will take us to focus on the things that are not working, that are a danger for us. So if there's something that we don't feel comfortable doing, or if something that we don't think we are to the level, we're going to focus on that just because our brain is designed to take us there and say, hey, you know, you better don't do this. You stay in your comfort zone because you're not sure about this. So it is the way we work. And as women, I think it's our history. Men were used to be the breadwinners. Men were used to be the ones that will do things for us to protect us, to take care of us. They will take the roles, the more important roles in society and business. So I think We are used to that. We are used to be the weak sex, if we would like to call it a way. So all that is not helping us in a way to process, well, this could be different. We are humans and we have the same capabilities. We have the same opportunities. And if there's something that we want to know and we want to do, sky is the limit. And sometimes it's reflection and it needs, and maybe it's cultural. I come from Argentina, where in Argentina, it's really women, they have to fight for themselves, for their rights, for the things that they believe, for their education. So it's set up. And if you don't just go and make it happen, society, government, laws, all that is not on your favor. And one of the solutions to this is to first understand that your brain is always going to keep you safe, meaning it's nothing that you're doing wrong. It's the way we are built from the caveman era. You know, it's like, yes, we are in danger. You know, you don't know how to do this. It's better if you just stay with the things you can manage and you can do well. Mm-hmm. And if we understand this, every time that we have that little voice saying, oh, no, but, you know, you're not a great speaker. Or no, English is your second language. You can't do this. You have to say, you know what? Yes, I know, but yes, I can do this.
Yes.
I have what it takes. I'm willing to fail to get it right. And it's a mindset that you have to work on every single day, that, like we were talking. And then the second one is like, we're here to change things. We don't have to say yes to everything that have been said. So yes, maybe there's not a Tony Robbins female speaker in the world, but I want to be the first one.
Exactly.
I'm going for it.
Yeah.
So that, yes, everything that is set up till now is not written in stone. You can change that. Mm-hmm. You can go for it. And when you are passionate about something, when there's something that matters to you, that you think that you can make a difference, you have to go for it. You have that moral responsibility. And it's nobody else is going to come save you. It's not going to be easy, but you have to do it.
Yes, those are great ways to think about changing your mindset, is that our minds are made to protect us, to keep us safe, to keep us in our comfort zone in order that we won't be hurt. That's all. That's what that is. It's really a native, I guess you can say, a native instinct, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, it was way back in the caveman days. But now we've got to get, when we know that that is something there in our minds that's trying to keep us safe, we got to break beyond that comfort zone and take risk.
Yes. Actually, I like to always mention this, that if we didn't get an update, our brain didn't get an update on this. Mm-hmm. So here we are, 2020. We are acting the same way that we were acting millions of years ago, and we're not aware. And when we are aware, when we bring that awareness, yes, this doesn't have to be that way, is when we make the change.
Yes, I read one time, I don't remember who the author was, but it was a lady who had been, I don't even know if she was quoting it or if it was an original quote, but she was moving up the corporate executive ladder and they were asking her what advice she would give to other women. And one of the things she stated was, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, that you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone if you are going to achieve the greatness that you are destined to achieve. So that is a really great piece of advice, is get out of your, stop playing it safe the way you stated. Yeah.
And something that is super important and as a piece of advice as well is, like, surround yourself with people that make you, that want to help you win, that want to help you succeed. Because sometimes It's we are the average of the five people that we spend the most time with. And sometimes we pick those people by the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Those people that are gonna keep us safe. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to deal with failure. So we don't have to deal with the pain that growth brings. Mm-hmm. And that, yes, is comfortable, but it's not gonna take you anywhere. Having those precious people, those people that are gonna cheer on you, those people that are gonna push your limits, that are gonna be your cheerleaders, is so, so important.
Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with affirming people. Like, if they are not a part of your team and don't want to see you excel and promote you and assist you and support you, then those are not people that you need to be around.
Yes, yes, yes. And sometimes it's like, as a woman, culturally, we just take whatever we can, mm-hmm. and we don't take the time to assess. Mm-hmm. And that is, it's a good thing.
So what other strategies would you give women? You've stated stop playing it safe, excuse me, that you've got to get in there and change things and know that you can be the change. Surround yourself with people who want to see you succeed. Do you have any other advice you would give to women?
Yes, one that I'm super passionate about, and is have a vision for yourself. Have a vision for yourself. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now will come. It will happen. We will get there. The question is, how are we going to get there to a destination that we thought that we wanted to go, that we envision, or we're just going to get there? We're going to go with the flow. And there's a huge, huge difference, especially for us, for women, that we have so many things in our plates. We are moms. We are spouses. We are friends. We have our businesses or maybe a career. So many things that we have to juggle that is so easy just to go with the flow and not having a vision, and the vision of that person that you want to be. Because sometimes we focus so much on the things that we are going to accomplish or that we want to have, that there are great things to consider, but not that person that I want to be, the person that you really want to be proud of yourself. For instance, I want to be a person that goes for it, a person that doesn't let failure define her. And if I have that in mind, I'm going to go for things that I never thought in a million years that I will do. Because I have that vision for myself. So it's not the goal or it's not that thing that I want to achieve, but something greater, that vision for myself.
So what have you seen, you know, you talk about being a coach, where have you seen that women have fallen short in their vision? Like, what challenges are they having in their ability to create their own visions?
They tend to focus on the to have and to accomplish instead of the to be. Mm-hmm. So I work with some women that they got to the career, they are the CEO of the company, or they have a very big role and they're unhappy. Mm. And I'm like, what? You have it all. You have that career. You are making the money. People in your team, they love you. Still, you are unhappy. And it's because that vision is not coming from that to be, that person that you want to be at the end of the day. Not what the things that you want to have or the things that you want to do. And that is what most of us makes a mistake, because all society and culture is all about what you get, what you have, the big house, the car, the money you're making, the position you're holding in your company. And those things are important, but more important is what you want to be at the end of the day.
Let me push you on that. Can we say with that person who you use as an example that is, you know, has a great career, has the position, what when she finished the process of, or it, she may still be going through her coaching, what did she discover in terms of what she wanted to be? I just want to use her an example so that so our audience can understand what you mean by who do you want to be?
Okay. So for this person in particular, we were doing a work of awareness, of understanding who am I, not as a mom, as a director of this company, as a friend, as a human, who am I as a human being, who I want to be. And for her, it was really important to have freedom, not only time, but to do the things that she wanted to do. And yeah, she is going for another promotion on a big company where she has to have more people on her shoulders doing all the politics, because when you get to this director VP roles, it's not much about what you want to do, but what you have to do just to have everybody happy. And there's a lot of politics involved. So she discovered that part of her unhappiness was that she was doing all these things that she thought were important for her, having the money, having the power, the title in the company, the travel, and all those things, while she wanted to have freedom. And they don't go together. Mm-hmm. If you want to have freedom to decide whatever you want to do, to go and maybe travel with the computer and be able to work and make money and generate, they don't go together. Mm-hmm. So then it was time for her to make a decision. What is more important, to have, to do, or to be? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You know, a lot of people, we're all in the process of trying to get in touch with our authentic selves and what type of lifestyle, what type of person we want to be. And I think that you using that particular example is a great example, because a lot of times people think it's the esteem, the career, the money that will bring us happiness and fulfillment. And that's not the end all to happiness and fulfillment.
Yes.
And that we have to work on that every day to find out who we are and what we want to be.
Yes. And actually, now that you are saying that, it came to my mind an example where she was saying, I want to be authentic. I want to be who I am and being loved for that. I mean, if I support, I'm not going to talk about politics today. I want to say whatever I feel and be loved for the people that belong to me, mm-hmm. and be myself. Mm-hmm. And of course, having a VP role where you have to say the correct and the political things is like, I can't be that. Mm-hmm. I have to go with the flow, because if not, I'm not going to have a job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was in every different ways, she was having that internal fight. Mm-hmm. What she wanted to be and how she wanted to be versus what she needed to do, mm-hmm. to stay in that company, to stay in that job, and to be successful in that position.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Great. I think you used a great example to support your arguments. So in the last few moments of our interview, do you have any advice for women? You've given us some great strategies, but what do you want to leave us with in terms of developing our mindsets?
Yes, I will say work on your personal development every single day, whatever that means to you. Maybe it is reading a book, listening to a podcast, surrounding yourself with people that make you think greater than your circumstance, whatever that is, because you will get into your career, your business, your life, as far as you grow as a person. So they go together. And sometimes we think that we can have all the money, all the success, the big business on whatever, and that will come. But since we didn't grow personally, we don't have that mindset, we don't have that growth internally, we can sustain it over time. So do yourself a favor and work on your personal development every single day.
Great advice, Elisa. Spend time with yourself, enjoy yourself, and develop yourself every day. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to have you today. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Hi, today I have Elisa LaGrange with us, and she is going to give us some advice for college success. Hi, Elisa, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. So could you tell us, what schools you attended, your majors and degrees, and what is that one piece of college advice, what piece of advice you would give for students who are striving to be successful?
Sure. So I'm originally from Argentina. So my education was at the University of Belgrano in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where I got my degree in business administration and marketing. And one piece of advice that I will give to my younger self will be that you're always going or running on two different tracks. One is the track of your major, whatever that is that you are studying, if it is business, engineering, law, whatever that is. And the second track is the sales and communication track. And I'm saying this because you may know a lot of things about your field, the things that you need to do and know to be successful in your profession. But if you cannot communicate your ideas clearly, if you cannot influence people, your teammates, your boss, other people, and if you cannot sell yourself, how are you going to get a job? How are you going to work successfully with a team? How are you going to influence people so they buy into your product, your service, your vision? It's super important. And sometimes this communication and sales skills are not included in your core program. So if you are an engineering degree, most likely you're not going to have communication and sales training. So it's super important that you start now when you're young, when you are 20-something, when you are doing your college degree, because you can use that compound effect in your favor. You can start practicing low-stake situations. Nothing is going to happen. You're not going for that big job or that big interview. And you can learn from your mistakes and polish your skills. So when the time comes and when you're going for that big promotion, that big opportunity, you are prepared and you have what it takes to succeed.
I love that advice. You're on two tracks in college. One, your track for your education, your major, and your track to develop your communications and sales skills. That is excellent advice, because a lot of times we don't realize how important it is for us to communicate, no matter what we do. Communications and sales is a part of our everyday life. You know, I'm sure you have to sell your daughters on on certain things, right? So I'm so happy for this advice. Thank you so much. We appreciate having you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Have a great day.
Thank you.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support. And of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.